Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Comprenol. The City Auditorium Board of Directors, Richland County Performing Arts Council, are proud to announce the Betty Hayes Baxter Legacy Theater Dedication Ceremony on Sunday, August 23rd at 2 p.m. at the City Auditorium in Richland Center. More details will be available in the coming weeks. The Richland Center Police Department processed a total of 29 charges during the month of June, documenting a variety of enforcement actions across the community. Traffic-related violations comprised the largest portion of the monthly activity, with 14 citations issued. These included multiple instances of speeding, operating without a valid license or proof of insurance, inattentive driving, reckless driving, and operating while intoxicated. Theft-related offenses also factored into the monthly data, with 6 charges filed for retail theft and shoplifting incidents at local businesses. Beyond traffic and property crime, officers processed 5 charges related to controlled substances. These cases involved the possession of marijuana with intent to deliver, as well as the possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. The remaining 4 charges filed throughout the month were attributed to general conduct violations, including disorderly conduct, truancy, and bail jumping. The department's reporting period shows that enforcement was concentrated on specific dates. June 4th and June 14th were particularly active days, with each date accounting for 5 individual charges processed by officers. These spikes in activity were largely driven by significant traffic stops and investigations into retail and drug-related incidents. The Boscobel Firemen's 2026 July 4th celebration will be held Friday and Saturday at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. The annual event gets underway Friday with co-ed sand volleyball starting at 3 o'clock. There will be music in the park featuring Nate Gallagher Acoustic Set from 5 until 6 o'clock, local talent Dakota Bedward from 6:30 to 7:30, and Super Tuesday from 8 o'clock until midnight. During the evening, steak sandwiches and meals will be available for purchase until sold out. On Saturday, the day begins with the firecracker run at 8 o'clock. Registration will be at 7:30. The giant street parade steps off at 1 o'clock. This year's theme is Stars, Stripes, and 250 Years of Freedom. Parade registration will be from 11 o'clock to 12:30. After the parade, kids' rides will be held from 1:30 to 7 o'clock. Countryfied Band will perform from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Willie and Hank Kids' Firefighting Challenge will be from 6:30 until 8 o'clock, and the area's largest fireworks show will be at dusk. Concessions and food will be available during all events. Absolutely no carry-ins or fireworks. Have fun and be entertained during the Boscobel Firemen's 2026 July 4th celebration, Friday and Saturday at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. The Vernon County Department of Human Services has announced a public hearing to discuss the development and draft of its 2027 budget. Scheduled for Friday, July 10th at 11 a.m., the meeting serves to fulfill statutory requirements under Wisconsin Statutes 46.0313. This session is a critical component of the department's planning process, allowing for an open discussion on available funding across various service areas, such as the Family and Children's Unit, mental health services, and specialized programs, including the ADRC and transportation services. Members of the community are encouraged to attend and provide input on the department's operational plans and the assessment of needs for the upcoming fiscal year. The hearing will be conducted in a hybrid format to ensure broad accessibility. Participants can attend in person at 318 Fairlane Drive in Viroqua or join virtually via a Teams meeting. Detailed information, including the meeting link and agenda, is available on the official county website at vernoncountywi.gov. For those requiring additional assistance or information regarding participation, the department can be reached directly at 608-637-5210. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services recently disclosed an incident involving the unintentional distribution of private data belonging to certain Medicaid supplemental security income members. According to the department, letters containing sensitive personal information regarding benefit increases were inadvertently dispatched to outdated residential addresses. This error was officially discovered on April 30th, prompting DHS to immediately identify those impacted and suspend all subsequent mailings to the incorrect locations. Following the internal investigation, DHS sent out formal notifications on June 30th to the 8,157 members whose information may have been accessed by unauthorized parties. In response to the potential risk, the state is providing these individuals with 1 year of complimentary credit monitoring services and access to a specialized call center for support. Members seeking further clarification or assistance regarding this incident are encouraged to contact the department at 800-362-3002. Representatives are available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, alongside the U.S. Department of Justice and a broad coalition of 16 other states, has successfully secured a significant settlement with some of the nation's largest egg producers. The agreement addresses allegations that Calmaine Foods, Versova, and Hickman's Egg Ranch illegally coordinated for years to influence daily price indices, artificially inflating the cost of eggs for retailers and consumers across the country. As a result of this enforcement action, the companies will provide more than 50 million eggs to food banks nationwide and pay a combined $3.3 million to the participating states. The investigation revealed that between June 2022 and March 2025, executives from these three companies secretly communicated to coordinate their bidding activities on electronic exchanges. By submitting strategically timed and priced bids, they were able to manipulate the Urner Barry benchmark, a pricing service central to egg supply contracts. In one instance, communication between executives urged, quote, strong bids early and often to push market quotes higher, ensuring that the market reporters would adjust prices to the company's advantage. Beyond the immediate restitution of donated eggs and financial penalties, the settlement mandates strict future compliance. Each company is required to appoint an antitrust compliance officer to monitor for potential violations and report directly to state and federal authorities. Attorney General Call emphasized that such accountability is essential to ensure that companies do not make essential goods less affordable through improper market manipulation. This settlement serves as a critical step in restoring fair competition and providing relief to families who were impacted by these inflated prices. Starting today, Gold Star family members in Wisconsin can obtain personalized Gold Star family license plates at no cost. This initiative, made possible by Governor Tony Evers' signing of 2025 Wisconsin Act 50, honors the service and sacrifice of military heroes and their families. Previously, while registration fees for these plates were already waived, the $15 annual personalization fee remained. With this change, families can now personalize these plates without any additional cost. This program is available exclusively to the immediate family of service members who lost their lives in the line of military duty. According to Wisconsin DMV data, there are currently 483 active Gold Star license plates in the state, with 296 of those currently personalized. Wisconsinites interested in ordering or personalizing these plates can visit specialplates.wi.gov.